to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, ladies and joims? My name is Corey Vincent, and if you learn one thing from me, it's you may lose the small ones, but you win the big ones. Hey, way to start the show. We got a follow on Twitch. Thank you, Al-Kaim.
Al-Qaeda. Thank you, Al-Qaeda.
Thank you, Al-Qaeda.
Way to start the show, terrorists.
This show is brought to you by terrorism.
Terrible.
You heard his voice. He's the co-host with the mo-host. Aaron Carter, how you doing, man?
I'm doing quite well. Quite well.
Nothing else?
No, I mean, what? Were you expecting something else?
I was expecting a little more. Honestly, I'm a little disappointed.
Don't get your hopes up.
I just did. He was voted best cosplayer of 2012. David Webb, welcome.
What?
2012.
What's going on, everybody?
5 years.
Yeah, would you like to give an acceptance speech?
Elaborate. How about you elaborate on that one? What did you wear?
I want to thank the producers.
The movie?
Sorry. I was totally wrong. Yeah. That was the wrong card. It was not him.
There, yeah.
The best cosplayer.
Wait, let me answer. Ivy, come up here. It was actually you.
It was actually Ivy.
No, it's not a joke.
Yeah, it was actually Ivy Doomkey. It's not
First
a joke.
Of all,
what?
First of all.
What?
Jimmy Kimmel
you
gave me the...
You gotta be kidding. That you was gotta the... be kidding. No.
Did anybody watch that?
I just want to set the record straight. I had my best actress card in my hand the whole time. I just want you guys to know that.
That was the biggest salt. That was the biggest salt I've ever seen after they lost.
What salt?
First of all, they went up there, and then, and by the way, we didn't win.
Oh, yeah, that dude was an
ass. So he was salty, and he bounced.
He was super salty.
The other dude was good, cool, you know, you guys won. Like, seriously.
But that other guy's.
Yeah, the ball dude. The other guy
was cool.
The other dude was definitely throwing salt.
Ivy, you've been out. You've been out experiencing the world in new and interesting ways. Where have you been? You're back. We're happy, but what's been new in your life?
Oh, Lord. Missing you guys.
That's it?
No, more than
sitting around missing us.
some issues with family things that had to get squared away. Working on a lot of different projects, which has been pretty cool. All good stuff. All really, really awesome things. One thing. It was a birthday party for one of my friends, so I had to bail 2 weeks ago because of the party. But I am back. I am back, and you guys get to see my mug.
That face, though.
See that face. Burn it with fire.
This weekend was interesting for me. I experienced my first ever clam chowder festival.
How was she?
Ooh.
Cheap.
I bet she was.
It was actually really cool. You know what a clam chowder festival is, Aaron?
I know what clam chowder is, and I know what a festival is, so I would imagine it was the combination of two.
It was
New England clam chowder or the other
Boston.
One?
Both. So this was
Seattle.
It was in Santa Cruz, and basically it was like a competition. So they had a bunch. They had like 30 different stands. You pay $10, you get a little cup and some tickets to get it filled up, and then you get like the People's Choice tickets, and then you give awards to who you thought was the best.
Do you like clam chowder?
I love clam chowder. It's one of my favorite things in life.
Really?
Yeah. It's a little known fact. I rarely talk about it, but it wasn't going to be What's Up Pizzas. It was actually almost What's Up Clam Chowders.
Hmm. Still just as bad.
100% true.
Stuck with pizzas.
That's true. But I stuck with pizzas. But the Clam Chowder Fest was awesome. I ended up giving my ticket to one called Clam Halen. Huh?
Oh, like the band.
You guys
band
are terrible.
Halen.
Oh, there's a band?
I like it.
There's a band named Clam Halen?
No, yeah. No,
there's a band named Van Halen, Aaron.
Then Van Halen.
They all drove vans.
I don't get what the clam
and
part
hailed them.
But it kind of sounds cute. It's like a cute thing.
Hmm.
You're the worst.
Continue.
I gave my other ticket to one called Clamilton.
Okay. Yeah. See. Oh, because like Hamilton. So you went to Cornfest.
No, they went 2017. That one is brilliant. Mm. Not because of the name, but because they're jumping on the hype. That's marketing 101.
Is it still? I just listened to a podcast that literally said, if you're against Hamilton, you know, like, you can say, oh, I dislike a group of people.
Yeah.
You know, all Native Americans are terrible. And you'll have some people in the country that'll be like, you know what? Yeah, they're terrible. But if you say, I hate Hamilton, nobody's rocking with you.
You have to move.
Whatsoever. Yeah.
You have to move to
I've still never seen
Scotland.
This.
I've never Neither seen have I. This. But yeah. I love it.
Yeah, you have to.
I have it.
It's like mandatory as an American.
I clearly am a sucker for gimmick names. There was a bunch of other ones. The ones I didn't fall for the stupid ones that like were for a cause, like the firefighters had like a clam chowder.
For a stupid cause.
Yeah.
Like the firefighters.
Yeah. You guys get it.
Cut to Corey's house burning down and the firefighters eating clam chowder outside his house.
They just roll up.
It just started eating it.
Mm. Well, that sucks.
Well, this is stupid, isn't it?
This clam chowder, though.
I had to do that because, like, I was there for bomb clam chowder.
Okay.
Nah mean?
No.
That phrase has never been uttered.
No.
Aaron, nah mean?
No.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying English. To say. Aaron doesn't understand it.
No,
he doesn't speak Ebonics.
You did. That is definitely that is the highest of caucasity right
I'm
there.
I'm getting so good at using that word.
But no, I wasn't there for a charity, man. I was there for bomb clam chowder.
But did you try theirs?
No, of course not, because I know that they're there for an alternative cause.
But what if they made like the best clam chowder?
They didn't. I already know they didn't.
No, you didn't because you didn't try it.
I know 100% they didn't.
You fell into the
gimmick
veil.
They were there to try and get me to, you know, check their cause, whatever. What was the other one there? Some stupid Girl Scouts, something dumb like that.
First of all, the Girl Scouts and the Mafia. I wouldn't talk about them.
Oh, it's already been brought.
All
right. Dude, but Thin Mints and Samoas.
Samoas, there you go. Ivy.
They're not called Samoas no more. It's 2017.
I don't care what people say. Those are Samoans.
What are they called?
Samoans?
They're called Caramel Delights now.
Isn't
but
that slavery?
They're Samoas.
No, they're Samoas. I don't care what anybody says. Yes, exactly.
I prefer the name Caramel Delights because I'm not...
that sounds lame.
Let the Rock Samoas. March if he wants to. They're called Samoas.
No, he'll just
Samoas.
Sit down
I would like to have Samoa.
Let the Rock March. Took me a while. That one almost went over my head. There's a few things I forgot to mention. This podcast is, of course, brought to you by Energy Esports, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and Mainframe USA. As always, this show is being simulcast on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, youtube.com/videogame. No, the video game bang? No one goes there. Fuck it. And Facebook.com,
right.
Our Facebook.
One guy's over there. What? Guys, I'm here.
Guys, you forgot about me. No.
The Video Game Bang.
Yeah, and then on Facebook, you want to find us, Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang.
Oh, and don't forget to head over to, what is it, Oblivion.com or whatever, /apply.
Yes.
Because you can apply to work at Oblivion Comics and Coffee right now, everybody.
What?
Yeah, yeah. But we're not allowed to apply.
Yeah.
Aaron and I kind of ruined that.
Yeah.
Well.
Big news dropped on the weekend, Bang, everybody. You can go to their website if you are looking for a job in the tri-state area. And,
it's not the tri-state area.
I always like
That's
to throw
misleading.
That in there.
No, if you're in the northern Sacramento or northern California,
tri-state
Sacramento
area. Tri-state area. Just drive on up.
Okay.
What states? What tri-state are we?
Nevada and
Oregon.
Oregon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you can't New Mexico it. Or Arizona. What's closest to us? It's Arizona first, right? Who knows? They're useless states.
It's all if it's outside of
oh
California.
Oh my god.
I think it's Arizona.
Oh,
and
I'm
then
sorry.
New Mexico.
Brain bang. You pressed the right one.
Brain bang. How is this? Brain, what? We didn't even do what you. How is this? Who are you? Where's
on
the?
Where's the
brain bang.
So sad that that kid will never get an acting job outside of his own freaking thing.
That is, of course, this week's Brain Bang theme song brought to you by myself. Ivy, why don't you believe that was me singing on the track?
Because it's not.
That is me singing on the
that
track.
That is not.
My theory is that she was going to trash it, and then she realized it was you singing, and she has to, in her head, not feel bad.
I think, on the opposite, I thought that she was going to say the only redeeming factor is those angelic pipes. Of the singer, and she's just afraid to give me a compliment.
them pipes though.
Them pipes though.
You have angelic pipes.
Thank you.
Angelic piping.
This week's.
You got it? You good?
I'm just a little okay.
He's buffering.
I'm buffering. I'm like porn in the 90s. So the Nintendo Switch is out this week. What are you most excited about? That was the question. This one I didn't come up with. This was actually a brain bang brought to us by David Webb, and we had over 500 people reply. Thank you to those people. If you guys want to reply, have your voice heard, you can follow us on Twitter at VideoGameBang, and just look out for the brain bang hashtag, and when it comes out, you can be part of the conversation. But the options were the portability, the third-party support, Zelda, or other. And we had some replies. What do we have? Someone said Mass Effect Andromeda. Is that coming out on the Switch? Confirmed?
No. I think they're just excited for the
that's
game.
That's what they're Mass excited Effect for. Andromeda. They're not excited for the Switch.
I was going to say I'm excited for Ghost Recon. Yeah, that's...
That was
yeah.
from Nascent Games. Elijah Pickles says everything. So they couldn't be limited to just one choice. They had to say everything.
He's a millennial.
Can we,
like labels.
We just pause on the awesomeness of his name, Elijah Pickles?
Oh, my.
I actually cut it short. It's his full name is Elijah Picklefish.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lady Pelvic says, Zelda, 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 running around naked. Zelda, 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 Zelda.
What?
Well, not running around naked. It was running around naked.
That's my new EP that's naked. Dropping this summer.
Naked. I actually like that. And then Blake Gunn says, is this a serious question? Zelda, of course. So let's go through the votes at 3%. No, 2%. This is a lopsided vote.
Yeah.
2% said other. 3%, just one extra percent, said the third party support. What does that say to you, Aaron? That people buying the Nintendo.
Nobody cared about the third party support. When you buy Nintendo, you're buying for those, the big five, the Mario, Zelda, the Kirby, the Metroid. Or.
They don't believe that this can actually be third-party support.
Nobody really, nobody's looking for that. What game, what third-party support are you looking for on the Nintendo
Skyrim
Switch?
No, yeah, it's definitely not Skyrim.
Nobody's looking for Skyrim. Nobody's going to be. And then these third-party people, they're the big names. I feel now with the latest systems out, I feel like big names are going to make their game that they want to put on either multiple platforms. They're not going to be like, well, let's make one specifically for the Switch that caters to that hardware. They're just going to be like, here, we just made Ghost Recon blanketed for all the different consoles.
It's funny that you mentioned that. We have a news story similar to that along those lines. Ooh. Coming up.
So, yeah.
Spoilers.
Yeah, there you go.
With 12%, they say portability. That's still low percentage.
That is.
That's still pretty low. That's the main reason I'm interested in it, because otherwise it's just a Wii U to me.
And which is funny, because the portability, I saw an article when I was doing research for the show that the Nintendo Switch has officially beat the PS Vita in handheld, like most preferred handheld gaming device.
Well, let's
which I was
dial it back first.
Which I was like, wait a minute.
Based on sales? Or
I don't know, but I didn't even think the PS Vita was in the running for that. I thought Game Boy did that
Vita,
already.
Yeah, Vita has never been in the running for anything besides most useless technology. That's pretty much what it is.
And then running away with it with 83% of the vote, Zelda.
Yeah, it's the Zelda game.
Yeah.
And I hope that sustains the Switch people for quite some time, because the thirst will be real. Right after that.
What did the Wii U launch with?
The Wii U?
Did it launch with anything of note?
I thought it was like that Zombie U game.
See, it launched with like a Wii U game. Yeah. Not like a...
Garbage.
Not like a game like Zelda.
Yeah, nobody...
Wait, didn't it have Mario Galaxy? That wasn't launch, was it?
Mario Galaxy again? They did another one for the Wii U?
Oh, am I thinking of Wii?
You're probably thinking of Wii.
Of the Wii.
Yeah.
That was such a dumb
thing. Ivy, do you have any interest in this Nintendo Switch?
I do, but I didn't get to pre-order it.
So you're going to go fight the crowds?
Hell no. I don't fight crowds.
Jesus, I draw them.
I draw crowds.
I didn't say that. I hate lines, so I will probably wait until there is a lull, or if I can talk someone else into buying it so that I don't have to wait in the line.
Yeah, I don't like lines either.
Because I won't wait in the line. It was one San Diego Comic-Con where I waited in lines for about 4 hours and for Hall H. And after that, I was like, never again will I ever wait in a line for anything. And yeah, I don't do lines.
It's not worth it.
Not worth it. I think I'm going to go fight the crowds, though.
Wow.
Really?
More yeah. power to you. Oh, you need to record that. Like, take your little GoPro with you.
I will. I'll definitely document my journey into trying to grab a day one Switch.
Live tweet it.
I'm going to try and grab two of them. That's the thing. I wasn't going to grab any, and that now I'm going straight for two.
Why?
One for me, and maybe one for a giveaway or something. I don't know. I just feel like something tells me that this is like, I don't trust the stock market. You know, that goes up and down. It's unpredictable. I don't trust 401ks. I don't trust health insurance.
Hold that back.
Why don't you trust 401ks? I don't have car insurance. I just don't do anything.
Well, that's
anything.
Illegal.
I don't do anything you should do. It's all the government just trying to get your money.
And isn't health insurance not having that illegal as well now?
Well, not with Trump.
Yeah, because more months.
Yeah, let's not even.
To be honest, if we're talking health insurance real quick, I actually don't have health insurance. It's cheaper for me to pay the penalty every year.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Than it is to actually have insurance. And quite frankly, I'd rather pay the penalty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't pay the penalty even that. I don't pay my taxes. Like, I just don't deal with it.
You know? Wesley Snipes.
I just don't want to deal with it. That's where I'm at. I just don't want to deal with it.
What about life? What about life, Corey?
I just don't want to deal with it.
Life either.
No,
he can't even.
I just don't want to deal with that. I can't even. So I'm gonna put all my hopes and wishes into buying as many Nintendo Switches as possible.
Uh-huh.
And whenever Nintendo inevitably runs out of them, and there's like 3 months where you can't buy a Switch anywhere, no matter how hard you try, I sell them all.
So like any other hyped thing so far.
Okay. Yeah. No,
are you going to sell them with health insurance?
No. Health insurance is it's a sham. I just don't get sick.
Okay.
Ever.
Good round. Good round. I'm very impressed with you, Webb.
Yeah, thank you.
I think you did a good job. I think the most important thing that you did that I wanted to commend you on was... Oh, no! Shoot! Gosh!
That just means that there was too much good stuff. He couldn't pick one to commend me on.
No,
yeah,
that's how I'm taking it.
It's just the podcast gods realized that whatever thanks you were going to get was unjust, and it was time to cut you off. That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song, where we talk about what we've been playing. We'll make this one kind of a quick because we have some really big news stories, so we'll just round robin it. I'm going to be completely honest. I've only played Overwatch and Pokemon Go. Those are the two things I've been on. Ivy, same for you?
Yep, Overwatch and Pokemon Go. Just been picking up a crap ton of the new evolution or new Pokemon and evolving my Eevees.
Did you get the new ones?
Yeah, I did. I used that little cheat code for the first two, and then the rest, you got to walk them and evolve them one in day and one at night to change them out.
Did you, what's the most rare thing you've caught so far?
I don't know.
I almost said chlamydia.
Damn.
Oh, God. No.
Holy crap, no. Aaron.
No. I'm going to shoot you, Aaron.
I said I almost said that.
Then you almost. Did.
Well, you did. You actually did.
Say
no, that's not technically saying
that's
it.
That's saying it.
That's not technically
That's worse than it. Saying
just
it.
Just because you say with all due respect doesn't mean you can say whatever
but
you want.
I didn't say with all due respect. I just said almost.
I was fortunate enough to have a park near my house that was infested with Totodiles, which is the Generation 2 Squirtle for the uninitiated, like I'm sure Aaron. Mm.
I
still like first gen better.
Yeah, I'm kind of first gen too.
First gen was definitely old. The best, but you know, I had Pokemon Silver. I played Silver. I played the crap out of that, and my starter was Chikorita, so, you know, that's my favorite. But
Chikorita?
Yeah, Chikorita.
The grass crap?
The grass one?
First gen was Bulbasaur. I always go grass.
You are horrendous.
I love grass-type Pokemon.
He's water? A Hufflepuff. What do you expect?
Water.
Yeah.
Hands down, water.
Well, then I was whooping your ass every time, bro.
I didn't care.
Every gen, my grass was just whooping, mopping the floor with your little water types.
Nobody ever picks grass.
I pick grass. I just said I
when
do.
When we were out playing...
The computer player doesn't even pick grass.
When we were out, yeah. They always picks the opposite
he
of what you pick.
He always picks fire.
Still didn't even pick. It was like, nah, I think I'll pass. We were out playing Pokemon Go. We were even going around picking stuff. Like, oh, everybody, there's a Bulbasaur. That's cool.
I
got a Geo dude
like
for
grass.
The 100th time over here. I'll
I
take that.
I hatched a Charmander.
Charmander.
2K egg.
I don't understand. The grass types are always the best. Even when I just got sun,
hey,
I got
Corey,
the grass type. Huh.
Sheldon says, is your Pokemon number 420?
It should be. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You know I'd be getting that coughing, though.
Is coughing actually 420?
What?
Then the joke is irrelevant.
What do you mean?
Coughing can't be 420.
Well, exactly, because he was first gen, right? First yeah. Gen. So what Pokemon is actually 420?
Oh, I don't know.
Weedle.
I have a big problem with Cloyster.
It looks like a vagina?
Well, I named the Cloyster that I got, I named it the Blueberry.
Oh. I'll let you guys all just sit on that one for a little while.
I'm not sitting on anything.
Right? Phrasing.
I grinded enough Totodiles.
That's horrible.
And I turned them into a Feraligatr. And now whenever I take a gym, I just throw the Feraligatr in there just for looks. Just to be like,
what's
yeah.
your most rare one?
My most rare one?
Herpes.
Yeah.
Quit saying STDs. what's the Steel Bird one?
Oh, Skyrimory?
Yeah, Skymory, Skymory, yeah.
Skymary,
Skyrimy. Yeah, I got that one. I
that's
got
a
that
good
one.
One.
Yeah,
Mary
that's a
of
good
the Sky.
One. Moving right along, I think you guys can answer together in tandem because you guys have been playing the same game and you guys are very excited about it because it's all I fucking hear about. Aaron and Webb, what have you been playing?
Kirby.
Wildlands.
Oh yes, wow.
Sorry, Kirby.
Yes. Yeah, no man, that game. I played some Overwatch last night. And instantly stopped. Like, it was... Wildlands has spoiled me.
Wildlands.
That game is so good. And they came out with... Did you see the things where they came out with the stats of how many hours played?
I did.
Oh, my God.
That beta was ridiculous.
The beta was... That's how every game should do it. That's how you should... They should have a beta for your game just like that. Show us 10% of your game... And let us be the judge.
We beat the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I 100%ed it. Everything. And they said that was only 2 territories out of the 21 territories.
Out of 21. And we played it on hard. And the hard mode was fun, actually.
Yes. Yes.
It's
so much
way
fun.
Way more calculated. You can't run and gun. You got to be really calculated.
Explain like I'm 5. Is this PvP you're talking about? PvE?
No. So it's open world, 4 players co-op, Grand Theft Auto style missions where it's where you go to different locations and they'll have different missions for you and stuff like that. They have side missions that kind of just spawn places. They have story missions, of course. And then there's things to unlock more stuff. So, like, if you interrogate
things
a person...
Things to unlock more things.
Yeah. Like, if you interrogate a person, it'll open up, like, oh, yeah, there's stuff over on this side of the map because he's a rat. There's a lot of rats in that game.
There
like,
are.
A lot of rats.
Snitches do not get stitches in that game, apparently.
They get bullets.
They get bullets. So
then you can, like, find documents and take pictures of them, and, you know, it'll unlock more areas in the map for you to find things. But the fun thing, I think, about the game is just the co-op feels like actual cooperative play. So
what's the party size?
Only 4.
Oh,
That's the sweet spot. So
yeah, that's standard.
That's the sweet spot for your goat.
Really, is it, though? Have we really explored the territory of, like, 6? Because I feel like a team of 6 could get so much more done than a team of 4.
Okay, so, but Aaron brought up a good point when you were talking about this. I think it was on the Saturday show. Your ghosts, your
yeah.
black ops, you can't have a team of 6.
You're not.
6 people get seen.
Yeah.
4 people don't get seen. They're invisible.
3 people's not enough.
They're ghosts.
4 is the sweet spot.
Interesting. I think it's 6, but I agree to disagree.
So the
he's never been in Black Ops.
Like
I saw Suicide Squad.
Yeah, because that was a very good indicative.
There's more than
hey, they won an Oscar.
They won a what?
Yeah, they did.
Best hair
for,
makeup.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. Will Smith is bald, and then she had pigtails.
I think that should have gone to Star Trek.
Yeah.
Wait.
Honestly.
No, you know, I don't even want to. That's
so
stupid.
Sorry.
That's so stupid.
I'm sorry I brought that up.
So that was my bad. A part of me was hoping that Suicide Squad would win absolutely nothing and bankrupt the entire studio, but you know, it's award-winning, Oscar-winning.
It's Academy Award-winning.
No, that's why I know. That's why I know that everything that is there is just falsehood and fake. It's not even a real.
But Wildlands.
Yeah. So there was a mission. Me, Webb, Steven, and Sir Butch, you know, were playing a mission where we basically just had to snatch and grab this guy, right?
Easy enough.
Yeah, real easy.
Well, so it should have been.
It should have been, yeah. But no, when we did it perfectly. I'm going to talk about when we did it right.
That's good.
So you can use drones in the game. So I was basically just eye in the sky. Webb takes out the sniper at the top of Pride Rock. And he goes and he takes his, you know, takes his place up there. And I'm just using my drone to kind of keep an eye on the guy that we're supposed to snatch, right? And I'm telling Steven kind of when to move, you know, you're like, stop, you know, their eyes are on
Why
you.
Why isn't he just using a mini map or something? Why are you actually telling him?
He can use a mini map, but I mean, actually, the mini map doesn't show the direction that the person is looking at. It just shows a blip on the map, if anything.
Okay. Yeah. So you're not going above and beyond to try and force a co-op experience. It's actually
legit. No, it's a legitimate.
He could not do this if you were not looking.
He couldn't see around the mountain that he was traversing to see where the enemy or what the enemy was doing. And I could because I had the drone. My drone was all maxed out. So I can go like far with it, and the battery life was infinite.
Wait a minute, how'd you do all this in a beta?
Because I played for freaking hours.
Yeah, we put a lot of time.
I put a lot of time into that.
And you and Jared, I think, put the most time into it.
Leveled my character a lot, and anytime anybody new would come in and play, I would go through it with them as well. So I was always getting just experience. But
Gaming Sense Gaming saying it's a bad clone of GTA 5.
Bad clone of GTA 5.
Gaming Sense Gaming is just
you're salty. A bad clone of a human being.
It's not a bad clone of GTA 5. There are flaws in it. The driving is horrendous.
Driving is you see in our motorcycle accident. Yes. It's horrendous.
Wait a minute. So is Gaming Sense Gaming correct? Is it third person perspective or is it first person?
You can go either or depending on, so like use third person when you traverse, just like how you do with Skyrim. Think about how you play with Skyrim. You never walk around that giant environment in first person. You usually always go around in third person. But then when it comes to combat, you drop down to first person.
No.
You go around in first person the whole time?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Okay. So wait a minute. What I want to know is, it sounds like a lot of hype. As Gaming Sense Gaming says in chat, it sounds like you guys are doing a little bit of nut hugging right now.
All on
right?
What?
Let's be honest.
There's no previous examples. Did you play any of the other Ghost Recons? Web?
No.
So there you go.
Well, you guys are nut hugging.
There's no franchise really nut hugging. This is a brand new game.
It was a lot of fun.
No, I didn't say you guys are nut hugging it right now. You guys are very excited about it. You're on the nuts. You know, you're on the D.
I think you want to use nut hugging.
But you just want to use it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
But you did this. You guys all did the same thing for The Division. And you got me all hyped up, and I went out and spent the money and bought the damn game.
Uh-huh.
Day one, it was glitchy, and then day two, we never got on it again.
Well, no, we did get on
it. Yeah,
you just refused to get back on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, okay.
You couldn't get through the tutorial, and you said, nope, done.
Yeah, we played it through its entirety. Like a lot.
No, not a lot. You guys were done after like a month.
We beat the game. That was the problem.
Yeah, but wasn't this a game that had like the dark zone where you can go in there and all have
but
all this fun forever?
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah, because we kept comparing it. So
they took the bits of The Division that worked and brought it into Wildlands and then expanded on it. So like The Division was like a pseudo open world, whereas this is an
actual
like, open
world.
World.
Yes.
A pseudo open world and an actual open world. Yeah. Ivy, are you buying this? Do you think they're full of shit, or what do you think?
I'll take what David says as his word.
That's your first mistake.
Here's the other thing too.
Thank you, Ivy.
Just a small
I'll
thing.
Because
I went back and watched videos of us playing the Division that I had recorded on my PlayStation. The thing that's so simple is the killing from one to another. And now, yeah, it sounds like, okay, that's weird. But in The Division, if you had a sniper rifle, no matter how strong, and you headshot a high-level enemy, it would just show you how much damage you did out of that person.
Right.
On the other hand, if you're playing Wildlands and you headshot anybody in that game that doesn't have a helmet, you know, the bulletproof helmet thing on, they're dropping. Like, boom. Because it's more realistic. Yeah.
There's bullet drag
so what I'm
that
hearing,
you have to account for.
Is this what I mean? This is an Ubisoft game, right?
Yeah.
Is this the year of the Ubi?
That's the only thing that worries everybody.
Because let's be honest, the last 5 years, Ubi has been struggling to get one hit per year.
Right.
And that's the thing.
Are we saying they're going to have two this year with For Honor and this game?
For Honor is Ubisoft?
Yeah.
Ooh, they might be on a ball then, because For Honor is good.
For Honor is good. But it has glitches too.
It does have glitches as well, yes.
I mean, our own Creepy Jerry fought a glitch.
Yeah, he posted an invisible battle, yeah. But that's the only thing, because I've seen online a lot of people be like, be wary of, it's Ubisoft.
Yeah, it's Ubi. They're not known, they don't have the best track record, A, for coming out with games that aren't, like, unplayable at launch, and then B, supporting their games more than, like, 6 months after they've launched.
But here's the difference I feel with this one, and even for their last couple of games. They gave us a pretty good chunk of the game, even though it was a little small piece, it was a very good example of what you're going to get when you get this game.
Yeah,
for that and For Honor,
they showed you the beginning, like the intro, what that's going to be like, and then they showed you like a portion of the game that's later on in the story that's a lot harder.
And here's the other thing: when they show the loading screens, you can see that there are different environments that you're going to be traversing.
Mm-hmm.
There's like forests, there's deserts, there's snow areas, like. All this in Bolivia, which I've never been to Bolivia. And if you've been to Bolivia and they got all that stuff, that's amazing.
I think they do. I've seen it on TV.
On Bolivia? Okay.
Yeah. but also something else comparing it to The Division versus Wildlands is that The Division, like Corey, you were saying, we did have to kind of force that co-op a little bit into it. We had to, you know, kind of pretend a little bit more versus Wildlands, where you kind of have to do.
You have to be.
You can't. I mean, you can go solo and you can play with NPCs, but the NPCs are dumb. You don't want to do that.
And then it elongates. I don't know if you want to call it an artificial, elongating the gameplay of us, like the mission we did where we had to break into the camp and snipe the three guys.
Right. Yeah.
And we took like forever, like our time, kind of just breaking into the camp, turning off the power, getting into position in different places, and making sure we weren't seen and all that type of stuff. Like, it felt like an actual thing. And if we, you know, if you broke from anything, you got a whole army base on you or whatever. Like, they come at you. It's just good.
What's chat saying, Ivy? Are people buying this? Are these guys overhyping it? What's the temperature out there?
Ooh, they're not buying it. They're not buying it at all.
I think is it Ubisoft that's the problem?
Ubisoft has a lot to do with it. Also, crap P2P connection in For Honor. And
I've heard that before.
They're not buying it.
They think
that Aaron and David are full of it.
I think they're nut hugging. Did I say that already?
Here's the problem. You didn't. And I think this is why it's going to get slept on.
These are your final thoughts, Aaron. What do you got?
This is why I think it's going to get slept on, and it doesn't matter to me because I'm going to play an amazing game. But I think that with Ubisoft behind it and the distrust with Ubisoft and the comparisons to other video games that it's going to get, a lot of people are going to just sleep on it. But I'm not calling it a game of the year type of thing. Mm-mm. I'm calling it a solid game with co-op.
You're not calling him Mr. Right. You're calling it Mr. Right Now.
No. I'm glad we ended on the note.
What's up, Matt?
What?
That's new. Get the creepy mustache and the creepy like whisper. Rapey, like, what's
that? It's not a creepy mustache.
People in chat have been talking about that. They're like, is he twirling it?
It's not creepy. It's dastardly.
You're twirling it like an old timey villain.
I think it's dastardly. I like to have the thing.
It's bastardly.
Bastardly. We need to go check the train tracks. Somebody's definitely been tied to it.
Technically, anything I do is bastardly because of the illegitimacy of my birth, but. That's besides the point.
He was raised by wolves.
I was raised by wolves. Please, oh, I need a news story. What do we got?
All right. All right, so right off the top, we're going to talk about our favorite subject here, Overwatch. Overwatch recently launched a new patch, giving us server browsing and overhauled Bastion. So server browsing, we talked a little bit about before. Basically, you can create a custom game and make it searchable, so you can basically tweak all the mechanics of the game.
And then tweak individual players.
And tweak individual players.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Players, yeah, you can tweak other people,
yeah,
and the characters that they play, and then you can throw it up and make it public so people could search for it. So if you want to play a game with all Widowmakers, you can.
It still wasn't enough for me to, like I said, we got back into it,
yeah,
and me and Jerry went into the little list of, you know, other people's games and stuff like that, and they had a whole bunch of variety, a lot of variety in what you can choose from. And we jumped in maybe one or two.
Yeah.
And it still was just kind of felt like, eh.
It kind of feels like playing Halo. You can customize.
Yeah,
like
that's what it was.
The jump time, how long you're in the air and all that
stuff. Those things are fun. I think that's more for like, I could see even us doing some fun Twitch streams.
Right, yeah,
and stunts
absolutely.
Like that. So like, we want to know who's the best McCree and do only headshots or something like that. Like, it's pretty cool that they put that out. But that's honestly, Webb, I'm a little disappointed that you came at me with that story because no one's talking about the servers.
No. The next part of that is Bastion.
Yes. Thank you so much because we already got people in chat with angry emotes, flipping tables. Bastion. Yep.
Bastion has been buffed to where...
Is buffed even extreme enough?
No, he's not.
He's been Schwarzenegger.
He's been roided. Overhauled.
Yeah.
He's been roided. He's been chopped. He's been... It's ridiculous. Have you guys actually played against him, used him, or played against him?
I did both. I did literally both.
Did it feel like you were cheating when you played him?
When I played with him, and because, you know, they up the speed of his transformation.
Yep.
He's like a damn transformer now. Like, the speed of a friggin' transformer, you can just run and flip, boom, and then flip back. He's extremely OP when he's in his non-turret form.
Oh,
when he's just in his normal walking around form. The only thing that they seem like they kind of nerfed was his healing is now on kind of like a
it's
a
like
time
divas.
Thing.
Yeah, it's on like a cooldown.
Yeah,
but you could run while healing.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can keep that's moving and healing.
That's a good trade.
It did not feel and. Here's the other thing, because this is now we're in what, season 4?
Yeah.
So when people are going into comp using this dude and they're shredding people, it's like it seems like season 4 is kind of moot now. Like this nerf shouldn't have come on the beginning of a season.
Here's the thing, though. Here to their credit, I've played matches now against Bastions and with Bastion and as Bastion, and although he is always a threat, we've been able to take him out like with as an Ana main. You know, you sleep him when he's in that turret mode and he's pretty much lights out, he's done. You sleep him, tell the crew where he's at, and then they shred him.
Yeah, you have to sleep him and then have the team focus him.
Yeah.
So if you have no communication with your other team, because like I said, it was just me and Jerry,
then you shouldn't be playing the game.
That's dumb.
It's not for you, Aaron.
That's
sleep
not
him
a,
and then grenade right to get that damage,
and he can't heal himself when he's needed.
It was I don't know. And then I played as because I tried to go up against him, and you find out you can't 1v1 him with a attack person,
like anybody. Yeah,
can Genji still 1v1 him?
I never tried that. I tried
I'm
with
curious
Sombra.
A bad Bastion. Yeah, you can out Genji him by reflecting his own bullets into him if they're just going to lay down on the trigger. But if they're if they're smart and you run up and spam reflect, he's just going to sit there and look at you and then mow you down.
And then
2 seconds left.
Ran up on him. Yeah. Not even ran up on him. Ran into his sight, his line of sight as Roadhog. And it was like an instant shred. He did like 96%. So that means one other person blinked in my direction and then he shredded the rest of me. And I was like... I understand they wanted to make him a tank buster so they can kill that meta of two tanks and stuff like that. I understand that. But this seems a little bit much.
I think they went to the complete opposite side of the scale.
Well, I think he's still easy targets for Roadhog. You know, Roadhog Hook can still get him. He's like we said, Anna can shred him with a nade and a sleep dart. Sombra can hack his ass, and that has been proving a pretty effective meta. I think it is a tank buster. It does kind of break up the monotony of most of the tanks. I'm not completely sold that it's going to ruin the game yet. I think it is in the early stages until people learn how to adjust. When a meta changes, there's going to be an adjustment period.
But it seems like they made him too much of the focal point now in a match. If he gets up there, then you have to definitely adjust just for him.
I think that's the case right now because it just came out. So you have people wanting to jump in and they want to try out Bastion. I kind of think that the hype of it is going to die down a little
bit. Similar for Symmetra, even until recently. When? After the Symmetra buff, and they increased the gun range and gave her like unlimited turrets. And
I never felt like her buff or Sombra's inclusion or Anna's inclusion, any of the new nuances that they added to this game, made it feel like I need to focus this new.
You had a lot of people playing that character.
No, you had to play it, but as an opposition. That person's now in this game or with a Sombra we need to adjust for that. With Bastion, I feel like now, we need to adjust for this character.
What do you think, Doom Kitty? What's chat saying?
Well, one, I really need to play tonight because I have not played with the new changes, so that's definitely first on the list once we're off. Two, everyone agrees. D. Thomas says a good Zen or Sombra can give Bastion a hard time.
It's true.
And everyone's loving the changes, I think.
Yeah, I'm actually not opposed. So yesterday, right at 4 p.m. when the Season 4 went live, Energy, our four signed members of the team, along with two of their friends, jumped on and did a simul stream where each one streamed their perspective and they six stacked through all 10 of their placement matches. And Seagull was Bastion in pretty much every single map and just pretty much dominated. But again, that's the top level at Seagull. And it was actually a pretty hype thing to watch on Twitch. It's probably one of the most fun things I've ever seen on
Did
Twitch.
They go perfect?
They perfect, yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
They went completely perfect, including a match they ran into Rogue, which is another pro team. And, our team was only four of our teammates and then two just friends. And they went head-to-head, and we still beat them. It's pretty awesome.
You think it's going to... Bastion's going to make more of an appearance in comp? Like in the big leagues.
Oh yeah,
100%, really,
100%. Until people learn to adjust the right way, and what's gonna happen though is like, Bastion is so OP, he's good on both sides, attack and defense. So it's still gonna come down to skill.
Yeah,
you know, their Bastion is gonna win or your Bastion is gonna win. It's still, in those 10 placement matches, most of those matches had an opponent Bastion, but
right.
the team with the better skill still wins.
Yeah,
that's still why I feel like. You need that, then he's a necessity for your squad.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Is he now going
to
be part of the
feels
meta?
Like I, yeah, it feels like I have to channel Noel in this friggin' thing. It's like,
yeah,
you know,
sounding a lot like Noel.
It's and that's sad. Then if I reach that level with a character, then something has to be wrong.
I want to know what Noel thinks about this.
He's a no skill character. That's what Noel thinks about it. That's what Noel thinks about all
default,
characters. Yeah.
As default, but I want to hear. I want to like actually talk to him and see what happens.
No, it was frustrating beyond the opposite side of that, you know, that Bastion.
The game first came out and people didn't really know how to counter Bastion, and it was really frustrating playing against a Bastion.
Before Bastion's thing, I didn't really feel like he was. I felt like everybody used him, yeah, but I felt like if you backed up with a Pharah or a Junkrat, Bastion was done with. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm talking about early days of the game. Like 9 months ago.
Well, still.
No, I didn't feel the same.
No?
It didn't feel the same.
This is quite a bit different. This is different. We got to move on to the different stories. I kind of want to prioritize this Twitch story.
Ah, yes. So, Twitch is now partnering with game developers and studios to sell games on the site.
Have you seen this video, Aaron?
It's going to be a store now.
It's going to be a store where you can buy games directly from a Twitch streamer. So if you're watching Seagull play Overwatch, there will be a button below it that says buy Overwatch. And if you do, if you buy it from his link on his page, it helps support that streamer.
Oh, that's nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
And you get a discount.
Of the game.
Yeah.
So you don't have to type in, you know, bonus code type of thing. No, you don't get a discount on the game?
I was looking at the wrong story.
So, never mind then.
Never mind.
You don't. You have to pay full price,
full
people.
Full price.
Full freaking price.
And then they
price.
Get like a 5% cut.
And they get a fault. Discount.
It's all Webb's fault because he got your hopes up.
Yep.
No, that's awesome, though. It helps pretty much everybody. It helps developers. Helps the Twitch streamer. You get a game, not discounted. But, hey, I mean...
They're also doing a thing, too, where if you purchase it, you get these Twitch loot box things they've been doing.
Yeah.
These Twitch crates. So you can unlock special emotes.
Irrelevant.
For certain games. There may be Twitch bits in there that you can give to streamers.
But are you even going to be, like, if I watch a stream, you know, and he's playing Red Dead Redemption 2 or something like that, and I buy the game, I'm kind of not watching the stream anymore. I'm going to go play the game. Like... Cool, yeah. Dude. Thanks for this game is awesome. You showed me some cool things. Gotta go play it.
Well, a lot of games like H1Z1, for example, like a Twitch streamer who's an entrepreneur, you know, will do with, you know, if he's doing a good enough job, make the game look fun, you'll want to buy the game so you could join that server and play against him.
Yeah. But then you're not watching the stream anymore.
Well, you're doing even better. You're giving the guy money and becoming an even bigger fan of the dude.
Yeah.
So it's all still...
It balances out.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
No,
it's a definitely great idea. Yeah.
What do you like about it, Ivy?
I like how it's beneficial for everybody. You know, people that want to check out streamers and see how the gameplay is can check it out. And if they like the game enough, they can buy it. And that helps the streamer as well. Everybody wins. Everybody gets a little piece of the pie.
The one
thing,
and yeah, the one thing I saw people afraid of, and this was from a pretty big Twitch streamer. He was kind of a little bit vocal about not wanting to opt in, just because it gives people they'll question his intentions. So Aaron's playing Wildlands, and he. Is making it seem way more fun than it really is, just so people will buy it, and then so he's kind of shilling out. How do you think that's going to?
Well, the proof is in the pudding, though. If they're watching the gameplay, they can tell if it's good or bad. And if you can't,
like, this is a crap ass lame game.
Yeah,
it's boring.
Yeah.
You can tell it's boring. And you can tell when it's dull.
I don't think it's that much different from those game reviewers and streamers that get a free copy of the game in exchange for.
Good press.
For good press, yeah. It's the same kind of thing. The only difference is that now they're actually getting money dollars.
Who's I watching? Because I'm still very skeptical about Horizon. It's been getting crazy reviews all across the board.
And
but
it just doesn't
I've been
seem
watching,
like it should.
Yeah, when I've been watching gameplay of this stuff, I've been like, this game, really? Like, okay, a high 7. Yeah, maybe an 8, but...
But it, 9.5?
Yeah,
9.5?
Like, what are you... Yeah, let's dial it back a little, bro.
The interesting thing, too, about this is that some of the most popular games on Twitch aren't part of this. So Dota 2, Counter-Strike, and League of Legends.
So two of them free out of the three.
Aren't... Well, yeah, but it's still paying for some of it. Like, you could still buy in-game stuff.
Oh, so they're going to have microtransactions inside of their Twitch stream?
Well, no, I'm not saying that's the case, but those two games... have it so that could
yeah but I'm saying if the thing is if I'm the number one Twitch streamer but I'm playing League of Legends that's a free game. Nobody's clicking anything to buy from me or whatever, right?
Counter-Strike though,
yeah, that's what I said, two out of the three though. So
Valve and Riot are two studios that are not on the list so far to participate.
That makes sense because they do, you know, they don't, yeah,
but you have like Ubisoft. I'll just go through some of the big ones. Ubisoft, Telltale,
EA.
I don't see EA.
Oh, wow.
But
that's
that doesn't
a
mean it's not. I don't have the full list. Just
Activision?
No. Hi-Rez, they're on it.
Good going, Hi-Rez. Like you guys over there.
But yeah, that's interesting.
Resident Evil?
Capcom?
I can see Capcom doing it. I mean, with a Street Fighter series.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that do that, too.
I'm sure this is going to be a story that blows up. I might even stream more if I know what's at risk, because we've sold games on this show.
Those
mobile games we were playing, and then, you know, we get the tweet saying, hey, I bought this game. We don't get no sort of compensation for that except the feel goodness in our heart that we you know, open someone's eyes to a fun game. But if you could actually purchase the game from our, yeah, hell yeah.
We sold Armored Acorns and that's not even out yet.
Yeah. Bam. So I say we do this. Let's jump on it. Ivy, did anyone answer the question you threw out to chat on which game they would like to see a stream?
Craig on Facebook said Marvel Heroes. He'd like to see us play Marvel Heroes.
You know what? I'm with you, Craig. I wanted to get onto that for a little bit, but I screwed up my account, so.
What else?
Also, Grand Theft Auto, Resident Evil.
Got them both.
Definitely Resident Evil is on there. Halo 5.
Wouldn't Overwatch. Even touch it.
I need to start.
So I think we should get a game going. I guess that means I have to get Overwatch for PlayStation, you fools.
Do you have a PlayStation yet?
I have a PS4 and a PS3 and an Xbox 360 and an Xbox One and a GameCube and a Super Nintendo.
But do you have an Atari?
So are we going to four stack that Wildlands, us four right here, and do a stream?
I'm always down.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
But I have to get on PS4?
Yeah. Yeah. You and Corey have to get on the PS4.
I'll do it if Ivy does it.
It's a very, I don't know, I love that, just, it's very patient.
Fine.
It's a very patient, you can't
but,
just
but
run
can
it.
But can I use an Xbox controller?
If you like. Yes.
A dookie PlayStation controller?
Go I would it. Love to use a, is there one, is there a way to do that?
I don't think so.
I believe that they did just like announce an officially,
oh,
it's,
that's right.
PlayStation is putting their name behind it, but someone else is actually creating it, but it is a PlayStation 4 controller in the shape of an Xbox controller.
How much though?
Razer made it.
I want
Razer
that.
Made one.
Give me that.
And then I forgot who made the other one.
I need to see some prices. I might buy one.
Oh, also other games suggested were World of Warcraft and Gears 4.
Never.
World of Warcraft, people.
I liked Gears 4. That was
do,
a lot of fun.
I can't do WoW anymore.
You'll get Gears 4. I'm thinking WoW, though. That's not going to happen. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That is not happening.
What?
WoW?
Yeah.
Well, everyone keeps telling me to stay away from WoW. I've been curious to play it, but everyone keeps telling me stay away from it if I have an addictive personality, which I very much do.
Ooh, Ivy's WoW curious.
I'm like, give me some WoW right now.
Wow.
I played the, because it's free up until like a certain level. So I played a little bit. I put a couple hours into it. I did not enjoy it that much. There are many other games I would rather be playing.
But, and I think we got room for one more quick story. Pick the best one.
Oh, man. Pick the best one. We'll talk about the Xbox Netflix style thing that they got going on. So Xbox Game Pass is coming out for $10 or $9.99 a month. Basically, it's a online library for you to play on demand. You can download the game to your console, so you don't have to worry about streaming it. But the games are only part of your library as long as you pay the $10 a month. It's going to be it's kind of like games with gold.
Or isn't it just PlayStation Live?
Or EA Access?
Yeah, it's basically all of those. It's like PlayStation Now.
Yeah,
everybody's
now.
Saying
yeah,
it's better.
That's what I mean.
So
yeah,
it comes down to the library.
It comes down to the library.
Are these old games or these new games?
They're older games. Like you got Halo 5 Guardians, NBA 2K16. They're not ancient games. Like a lot of the times on Games with Gold, we're getting games that are older.
Or have been free already.
Or have been free already at one point. Whereas this is going to be a little bit more current games, but I don't think you're going to be seeing like any new games on this list. They're going to be at least a few years old.
Huh.
But, you know, if you want to try a bunch of games and you don't want to, you know, go spend the money, I mean, you play six games, you kind of, well, kind of get your money out of it. But, yeah.
Aaron, what do you think about that? I mean, I think I've been fooled before with EA All Access.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was going to be the wave of the future.
On my way home from L.A., you were singing the praises of that when I was listening to old episodes.
Well, you know, in theory, it could have been. And actually, I do have friends that are on it and always try and convince me to jump on because they love sports games. So
yeah.
If you love sports games and that's your thing, then EA Access is really good.
Wait,
for
do they love a lot of sports games or just Madden or 2K or, I mean, Live or something like that?
Well, how much is it a year?
I don't know about a year. It's $5 a month.
EA Access is $5 a month, yeah. So it's, you know,
5 times 12 then
$60.
Well, I don't, if you buy an annual pass, if they have that, I'm sure it's at a discount.
Yeah, but so for that low of a price, if you're really into sports games, that makes sense. It didn't explode as well as I thought it would, so I'm not making a prediction. I'm gonna be smart on this Xbox thing. I'm not gonna do it.
I'm see how it goes, but I'm probably not gonna do it. But this is the one I was talking about, where you get 20% discount if you purchase the game.
There's too many of those, you know, pyramid schemes out there already. I'm already a Best Buy Rewards member. I have a GameStop
Best Buy Club card. Oh,
I have Gamers Unlocked. I have Amazon Prime. You know,
Amazon
benefits.
Prime is worth it, though. That's the one that's worth it.
It's, you know, they have so many of these things. It's going to take more than just the extra 20% discount to sell me on that.
I want to see what the library is going to be like.
That's the problem. So that's what the big topic was years ago.
Yeah.
Whenever we were discussing this, it was, what's that library going to be? Because I don't want a library of 2007 games.
Right. Well,
and then new games.
I think
like
it's going to be like 2015, maybe early 2016 games.
Like,
right. It says it's going to include over 100 games.
Yeah, but
off the bat, and it's going to cycle, so it's going to be like Netflix, to where new games will come on, and then
that's the other
games
thing.
Will go back
what
out.
What if I want to pick up an old game, but they've cycled it out now?
Then
that's one of the problems with...
You buy it before it cycles out.
Yeah, see?
That's lame.
Whatever.
This is why I just buy hard copies, and I'm good.
Yeah, just get it hard. Pause.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Wow, you really... you were stretching hard for that one, Aaron. We got? We actually we blew through that story a lot quicker than I thought. Let's go. One more.
Okay. I'll do one more because we kind of talked about it earlier. Nintendo Switch won't have TV support for all games.
Wait, what?
So, hang on. I got your attention. Right now, the only games that are confirmed to not have TV support are games that are more like tablet games that are more touch sensitive, and so the developer isn't going to make a port that's compatible with Joy-Cons for the TV.
What's the name, though? Give me some titles.
The main one that the story was talking about was called Voez.
Oh, so nobody cares.
Yeah, it's a mobile game for iOS and Android in Japan, but the idea being, if this is a possibility, are we going to see developers that come up with games?
No.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. What if they came out with Pokemon, and you can only play that in the handheld mode?
There's nothing specific for Pokemon to just be specifically for the handheld.
It doesn't mean that the
inputs for it
are moving,
controller.
Right.
Yeah.
I understand that, but the point being is that if that possibility is there, to me it kind of seems like a slippery slope that possibility is there, because now...
I think that's a mobile game developer who couldn't do it on the TV because there was no way for them to input for a touchscreen thing, so they were stuck with just keeping it on the handheld part.
Yeah.
I think actual developers, no, you know, offense to the Voez people, are not going to look at it that way. They're just going to look at it as a console game first, and that you can pick up and walk around with.
We just lost our entire Japanese audience.
Hey.
That game is huge in Japan.
You know, Gomino Sai.
Konnichiwa.
Chat is going off all kinds of dirty right now. They really like Ivy talking about hard copies. If you guys are not hanging out in our chat room week in, week out, you guys are really missing out. So you guys, when we do the show live, we do it on Wednesday nights around 7 to 8-ish. You know, we like to take our time. And then on the weekends, we start the show around 9 p.m. at night. And you can just watch the show, enjoy, comment, subscribe. You know, you can do all those things right here. If you guys enjoy the show and you'd like to leave us a little tip, we have a jar right below our pictures. So you can scroll down a little bit. It's called the Just the Tip Jar. And that's all we want. We just want the tip. So if you thought the show was good, you've got a couple jollies, you can do that. We do also a little after show every week, so we stay on for an extra 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and just shoot the shit. It's a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. It was great. Ivy, what do you got coming up? You got a show or any live appearances?
I have a con next weekend, Lexington Comic Con in Kentucky. My first official show. this year, so I'm really excited.
Ooh,
so
have you made any announcements?
Check me out.
Are you, what costumes?
I'm going to try to make a new one. We'll see. I'm most likely going to bring Bowser with me. Ooh, see what I did there. and maybe some more game time with Crystal, get some Resident Evil in and stream that for you guys as well. So, yeah, lots of stuff, more costumes. I'll be posting all that on social and on Patreon and all that good stuff.
Cool. Also, weekends next month, we're going to be doing a lot more indie games, getting all prepared for the Sacramento Indie Arcade. And we will keep you guys up to date on our social media outlets for that. But for Aaron Carter, the real David Webb, and Ivy Doomkitty, my name is Corey, saying you just got banged.